Hello, welcome to this prologue to Sofa Nispa by John Marston. Now, before we get to the prologue, as performed by Sarah Golding, there's a little bit of stuff that surrounds it that we have to go through first. You could almost think of what's coming up now as a bit of a film montage before the voiceover that introduces the action of the film. So, before our prologue even says a word, cornets sound a march. Okay, it's probably sounded different than that, but this is all we've got to hand in terms of sound effects. So cornets marching. It's the kind of thing that'll wake an audience up if they've not been paying attention.
Enter at one door the prologue, two pages with torches, Asdrubal and Yugath, two pages with lights, Masinissa leading Sofa Nispa, Xanthia bearing Sofa Nispa's train, Arcathia and Nicaea, Hanno and Bythias.
So, quite a few people enter from one door. They've got some torches with them. It's probably quite dramatic. At the other door!
At the other door, two pages with targets and javelins, two pages with lights, Syphax armed from top to toe, followed by Vang.
Now, that, as text, is perhaps a little unhelpful. So let's put it another way. A load of people, noble people, flaming torch-bearing servants, people with fabulous costumes that have a train that have to be held up, armed soldiers, enter and form a tableau. Two groups coming from different doors, setting up opposing sides. You, as the audience, have no idea what's going on yet, but it looks fab. Remember, this is a boys' company. It's an indoor playhouse. So, nice. Flaming torches. They should look good. The prologue stands between the two opposing forces and speaks, or as it says in the text,
"These thus entered stand still."
While the prologue, resting between troops, speaks.
"The scene is Libya, and the subject thus. Whilst Carthage stood the only awe of Rome, as most imperial seat of Libya, governed by statesmen, each as great as kings, for 17 kings were Carthage feared ours."
And as the prologue explains the backstory, they presumably point at the various people when mentioned, or maybe the people when they're mentioned do a little action, or just generally make it clear who they are. Marston has clearly seen plays where there's a prologue who does plot without visual references and found them really hard to follow.
"Then in this Carthage, Sofa Nispa lived."
There, look, there she is. Look, it's Sofa Nispa, there she is.
"The far-famed daughter of great Asdrubal, for whom, amongst others, potent Syphax sues."
Drubal, yeah, and Syphax, him over there.
"And well-graced Masinissa."
Masinissa, rivals, yeah, there. No, look there.
"Both princes of proud sceptres, but the lot of doubtful favour Masinissa graced, at which Syphax grows black."
And after setting up the plot, the prologue steps back somewhat.
"For rest, thus knowing what of this you hear, the author lowly hopes, but must not fear, for just worth never rests on popular frown. To have done well is fair deed's only crown. Nexe quesiverit extra."
I don't know if this Latin tag is actually spoken out loud or not. It's there.
"Nexe quesiverit extra."
But I don't like Latin tags particularly, and in the following, I've gone for not. But it's here, so you know it exists. Anyway, cornets sound a march again, and this is neat stage business by this boy company. The prologue leads Masinissa's troops over the stage, so they sort of do a sweep and circle round and depart.
"Cornets sound a march. The prologue leads Masinissa's troops over the stage and departs. Syphax troops only stay."
Which leaves the other troops, Syphax, staying alone, setting up the first scene. It's a nice way to clear the stage in a dramatic fashion, and it's almost like as they exit, they reveal the scene that remains. It's nice. So, keep all that in mind as you listen now to Sarah Golding as the prologue to Sophonisba by John Marston.
The scene is Libya, and the subject that. Whilst Carthage stood the only awe of Rome as most imperial seat of Libya, governed by statesmen, each as great as kings, for 17 kings were Carthage feared as. Whilst thus she flourished, whilst her Hannibal made Rome to tremble and the walls yet pale, then in this Carthage Sophonisba lived, the far-famed daughter of great Asdrubal, for whom, amongst others, potent Syphax sues, and well-graced Massinissa rivals him. Both princes of proud sceptres, but the lot of doubtful favour Massinissa graced, at which Syphax grows black. For now the night yields loud resoundings of the nuptial pomp. Apollo strikes his harp, Hymen his torch, whilst lowering Juno with ill-boding eye sits envious at too forward Venus. Lo, the instant night, and now ye worthier minds to whom we shall present a female glory, the wonder of a constancy so fixed that fate itself might well grow envious. Be pleased to sit, such as may merit oil and holy dew, stilled from diviner heat. For rest thus knowing, what of this you hear, the author lowly hopes, but must not fear. For just worth never rests on popular frown, to have done well is fair deed's only crown.
Please insert play here. Yeah, still annoying, isn't it? You chose this podcast and it stops just as it's getting interesting. But all is not lost. You can have the rest of this play if you want it. It can happen. You just need to become a patron and then vote for us to make it for you, which we'd be delighted to do. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and vote for us to do it. And if you can't wait to hear more, there will be the epilogue of this play available on the podcast in a month or so, performed by the wonderful Fiona Thrail. If you're listening to this on release, you can hear that episode now on the Patreon feed, because they got it early. If you're listening to this in the future, it's probably already out somewhere. Hunt for it in the feed. Once again, if you'd like us to record this play or any other play written prior to 1642, not by Shakespeare, then become a patron and at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, vote for it. And to close, here's that prologue again. I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and the prologue is performed by Sarah Golding. Enjoy.
The scene is Libya, and the subject thus. Whilst Carthage stood the only awe of Rome as most imperial seat of Libya, governed by statesmen each as great as kings, for 17 kings were Carthage feared as. Whilst thus she flourished, whilst her Hannibal made Rome to tremble and the walls yet pale, then in this Carthage Sophonisba lived, the far-famed daughter of great Asdrubal, for whom, amongst others, potent Syphax sues, and well-graced Massinissa rivals him. Both princes of proud sceptres, but the lot of doubtful favour Massinissa graced, at which Syphax grows black. For now the night yields loud resoundings of the nuptial pomp. Apollo strikes his harp, Hymen his torch, whilst lowering Juno with ill-boding eye, sits envious at too forward Venus. Lo, the instant night, and now, ye worthier minds, to whom we shall present a female glory, the wonder of a constancy so fixed that fate itself might well grow envious, be pleased to sit, such as may merit oil and holy dew, stilled from diviner heat. For rest, thus knowing what of this you hear, the author lowly hopes, but must not fear, for just worth never rests on popular frown. To have done well is fair deed's only crown.
You can hear Sarah Golding all over the podcasting world as a voice actor and as leader of Madiva Podcast, or Modern Audio Drama Indie Voice Acting Podcast, at Quirky Voices for episode information and stuff. Go on, have a listen.